Chapter 21. Reese set everything up with his contact on Coruscant. Their cover was a replacement crew for a propaganda holo the Empire was developing. They had to move fast, but the contact was confident that their cover would hold. Jin showed Reese the forged scan docs and badges for his approval.
"These are good," he said. "They're expecting us. My contact already filed our names for the work detail, so they're not going to look too closely. But even if they did, these would still pass inspection."
Despite herself, Jin felt pride swelling in her chest at his compliment. Kodo returned the next day with a bevy of camera droids, each set to upload directly to Idrissa's camp rather than to an Imperial server. They ran over the plan again and again, from cover story to two different emergency escape possibilities.
"The one area we want to avoid on Tamsi Prime," Saw told them, using the hollow of the planet to showcase the landscape, "is here." He indicated a munitions testing ground. "Particularly this area, where they were experimenting with shelled artillery. We don't know what's there, but let's not find out."
Jin nodded, memorizing the roads. The spaceport wasn't that far from the munitions testing ground. If they got cornered there, it would be easier to make a run for their ship than veer into that area.
"We ready?"
Saw asked, looking from Jin to Reese to Kodo. They nodded. They were as prepared as they could be.
"Let's go,"
he said grimly. Jin had Imperial clearance codes ready by the time they broke out of hyperspace near Tamsi Prime and the Star Destroyer orbiting it. They were cleared to land in moments, and Reese took his small cruiser down into the spaceport. Jin's stomach was twisted in knots, though she didn't know why. This was by far an easier mission than any of the others she'd been on, and it filled her with more hope than she cared to admit. She understood why Idrissa wanted to be a part of a larger group fighting the Empire. Sometimes, with Saw's missions, it didn't feel like fighting the Empire. It just felt like fighting. But with this, there was a chance they could make a real, true difference, not just for the people of Tamsi Prime, but also for the galaxy as a whole. Reese stood as soon as he docked the ship, moving straight to the gangway. Saw and Jin hung back, booting up the camera droids and directing them off the ship. Reese was playing the part of overseer. Jin and Saw were his subordinates. Kodo was their pilot. He was staying with the ship. A pair of stormtroopers were waiting for them as they left the ship.
"Identification,"
the first said in an authoritative voice.
Of course," Reese said.
He presented all the official documentation Jin had forged for them. She breathed deeply, willing her heart not to leap from her chest. The stormtrooper handed back their scan docs when he was done. Jin smiled down at the fake name she'd given herself. Kestrel Dawn.
"We've been expecting you,"
the stormtrooper said.
"This way."
The two stormtroopers turned on their heels and led the three of them and their droids through the spaceport and toward the exit. Jin took stock of the ships that were docked as they walked past. Three were obviously Imperial. The largest cruiser was probably the one used by Lieutenant Colonel Senjax, and the two others may have been transports for more stormtroopers or something else. There was a small fleet of branded ships with the Tamsi Prime factory logo emblazoned on them, and a few smaller ships, perhaps privately owned, although Jin doubted it. Once outside, Jin could see why Tamsi Prime was used only for manufacturing. The planet appeared good for little else. The surface of Tamsi Prime was unforgiving, the wind whistling through the hard, shiny rock. It reminded Jin of a darker version of the planet Alpin, which she'd visited as a child. Alpin was littered with shining white crystals that formed eerie formations and caves. Tamsi Prime's rocky surface was a mixture of soft brown rocks
that crumbled to fine dust, and hard, shiny black igneous rocks that spired up like frozen waterspouts or curled down like waves. Jin couldn't imagine what kind of drills must have been needed to break into the black, rocky surface to build the spaceport and factories. Lieutenant Colonel Senjax waited for them outside the main facility.
"Ah, we can begin," he said, a pleasant smile plastered on his face.
Jin blinked in surprise. She'd seen his image before, on the holonet, presenting to the public the new ways the Empire worked for the people of the galaxy and promoted peace among the planets. But there was something surprising about seeing him in person. Tall and blonde and pale, with ice blue eyes and a perfectly chiseled face and immaculate white teeth lined up in neat little rows as he bestowed them all with his smile. He was perfect. So perfect that Jin felt like a grub worm next to him. But he was also much more human than she'd expected. He was the face of the Empire, and his was a face she felt inexplicably drawn to, as if she could trust him. When Jin thought of the Empire, it was a monster wearing a black helmet and killing her mother. Lieutenant Colonel Senjax wasn't a monster. She was very glad she was supposed to play the part of nothing but an underling to Rhys. She wasn't really sure she trusted herself to speak in that moment. Lieutenant Colonel Senjax took the time to introduce himself to everyone in the small press group, from the paid actors who must surely have already known him, down to Jin and Saw. He stopped short of greeting the camera droids and laughingly turned to Jin. "It feels rude not to speak to protocol droids, or ones that look human and can talk back. I suppose the camera droids don't really care."
"No, sir," Jin stuttered.
"Well, let's get to work,"
the lieutenant colonel said cheerfully, turning to the factory.
"Let's show the people of the galaxy just how wonderful the Empire can be."
It struck Jin as she followed the group into the huge factory that Lieutenant Colonel Senjax hadn't said the Empire was already wonderful, just that it had the potential to be.